And then by Sunday and Monday, rain chances increase quite a bit. 60% coverage range both days, highs in the low 90s. Our weather app will show you where the storms are and where they're going to be with advanced interactive radar, plus push notifications for severe weather alerts. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This is Brian Carr of Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating. When it's time to make it new again, it's New Look, where we make it simple, you make it beautiful. Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating, 6237 Atlanta Highway.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police are investigating a double shooting that happened at a strip mall at the corner of Ann and Chestnut Streets Thursday night. One victim has possibly life-threatening injuries. The other has non-life-threatening injuries. So far, no arrests have been made. Hyundai could be seeing major layoffs in the area if President Trump's 25% auto tariff goes through. Hyundai's labor union says the tariffs would hurt Hyundai's U.S. sales and jeopardize around 20,000 jobs at the Hyundai plant in Montgomery County. And the River Region United Way has announced it is adding three new organizations to its network of agencies for the first time in 12 years. The Cancer Wellness Foundation of Central Alabama, Hope Inspired Ministries, and Legal Services Alabama have all been added. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Hold everything for less. The Pack Store Save event is going on now at the Home Depot, and the shelves are full of smart storage solutions. Like the Husky 4-Tier Steel Shelf Unit. Right now, a special buy at just $159. It'll hold up to 2,000 pounds. That is a ton. So don't sweat the big stuff. Organize it. The Pack Store Save event is going on now, and it's only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 22nd, U.S. only.
Defend your vehicle from harmful elements and restore shine with Armor All Canister Wipes. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up two Armor All Canister Wipes for $8. Easily remove dirt, dust, and grime with Armor All Canister Wipes. Buy two for $8 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip James, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
How low will she go? Swamp politician Twinkle Kavanaugh is now falsely attacking conservative Will Ainsworth for a college prank and a boating infraction. That's right, a college prank and a boating infraction. When Ainsworth was at Auburn, some students jokingly kidnapped decorative porcelain tigers as a prank. And when authorities realized it, they dropped the charges. It's true. Ainsworth once drove a friend's boat too fast on the lake without proper papers. He also once left the dinner table as a teenager without asking to be excused. This is how absurd career politician Twinkle Kavanaugh's campaign of lies has become. A college prank, a routine boating ticket. If it wasn't so sad, it'd be funny. The choice is yours. Twinkle Kavanaugh, another lying career politician, swamp lobbyist bureaucrat, or Will Ainsworth, the pro-Trump conservative outsider Alabama needs. Paid for by friends of Will Ainsworth, 7520 Browns Valley Road, Gunnersville, Alabama, 35976.
I'm lifelong Republican Rich Anderson, a candidate for our Court of Criminal Appeals. There's only one candidate in the runoff who's fought for crime victims in every appellate court. That's Rich Anderson. There's only one candidate who has any experience in appellate court. That's Rich Anderson. I'm Rich Anderson. I've kept dozens of murderers off our streets, and I've got the experience to get justice done in our Court of Criminal Appeals. Choose the right experience on July 17th. Choose Rich Anderson. Paid for by Anderson for Alabama. P.O. Box 2337, Montgomery, Alabama, 36102.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is the River Region's home for healthy pet foods and supplies, and it's a refreshing alternative to that big box store experience. Instead, 4 Healthy Pets offers high-quality products that include premium kibbles and canned foods. 4 Healthy Pets strives to find products made and sourced right here in the USA. 4 Healthy Pets is located on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University, in the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. If you have any questions, you can check them out online, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com. 4 Healthy Pets, 4 Healthy Pets.
Bobby Bright once said he had no regrets about voting for Nancy Pelosi as Speaker. Guess that's why he voted with Pelosi's liberal agenda more than 70% of the time and accepted $25,000 in campaign contributions from her, and why he defended Obamacare.
Alabama's true conservative choice? Martha Roby. Roby's been a fierce advocate for Alabama values in Washington. That's why Roby supported the Trump tax cuts and stood up for Alabama farmers by voting for the Farm Bill. Martha Roby is working hand in hand with President Trump to move Alabama forward.
Our choice for Congress is clear. Fall with Pelosi and Bright, or stand tall with Roby and President Trump. Tuesday, July 17th. Vote Martha Roby for Congress.
U.S. Chamber is responsible for the content of this advertising, paid for by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.uschamber.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's when we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitized in your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
There are big changes coming to Mr. Electric of Montgomery. We have a brand new logo and a brand new look. What isn't changing is our dedication to you, our loyal customers. Mr. Electric still has the same experienced service professionals who respect your time, your budget, and your home. They still offer upfront pricing, exceptional service, and appointments on your schedule. Plus, affordable financing options are also available. At Mr. Electric of Montgomery, we want everyone to be safe and to have the peace of mind knowing their home is free of electrical dangers. Call us today and ask about our free home safety inspection. Trust your family safety to the experts at Mr. Electric of Montgomery. Where?
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome aboard, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on Friday, TGIF edition. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
The stock market is up 109 points. The temperature outside is hot. I had a friend that was walking to work. Felt faint and a little nauseated. But she's okay now.
Yeah, it's a heavy heat out there.
Yeah, I mean, it is really rough out there. Let's see what the temperature is. I bet the heat index is off the charts. 90 degrees, yeah, heat index is almost 100 degrees right now.
Yep.
272-9228, that's where we are. What you got planned for this weekend, big guy?
I'll be starting to move a few things here and there.
I forgot about that.
Not the whole big move at once, but...
Okay, don't pass out. Plenty of... You remember right. I told you about the friend that was feeling faint and nauseous? Dude, plenty of water.
Yes.
Get one of those towels to put around your neck.
Oh, absolutely.
So that's going to be fun.
Those moisture wicking towels. My grandfather has one.
I yeah, oh, yeah, they're great.
They're fantastic.
I used to, when I mowed my lawn before PMS came in, I used to put that thing on there.
Yeah.
It really works.
Yeah, and if it just gets a little hot, you just, you know, pop it.
Yeah, exactly.
Times at both ends, and it'll get cold again. It's
yeah,
really cool.
I love it. Yeah, I'm heading to Birmingham right after the show.
Nice.
Going to meet up with some folks and have a great dinner. I think we're going to do Italian, because I think there's a consensus that's out there. And there's a really good Italian restaurant out on 280 that I went to one time. And when I got in there, half my family was in there, from my Birmingham family. I was going, like, what are you guys doing here?
Why haven't you told me about this place?
Yeah, no, exactly, man. It was really, really good. It's up on 280, but Lua and company, we're going to go up and get together and have great conversation and have a couple of adult beverages. What do you think? Sound like
Sounds like a great plan. I haven't had Italian in a while.
Italian? You haven't gone to Midtown Pizza?
It was a few weeks ago, but I don't really count pizza as Italian.
Well, no, I'm talking about Midtown Pizza.
Right, where they have all sorts of great
pizza. They have lasagna. Yeah. They have great pasta dishes. The Caprese salad is outstanding. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, I told them about it, so when they come down here, we can feast there, and or maybe try Corazini's. By the way, we have the Attorney General coming in today at 2 o'clock. This will be his first visit as a candidate to this show. Your questions, comments, and viewpoints are certainly welcomed here. Also, first-time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know, and we'll put your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market gift card. $50 gift card for Fresh Market. Cannot go wrong for that. And then today, yes, today is the day of the drawing for the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket.
That is a sweet deal.
That really is, because you get to pick out your own stuff, and they've got Chilton County peaches, Slocum tomatoes, great watermelon, great just fruit and vegetables all around. Oh, there's Silver King corn.
Oh, yeah.
That is amazing. I mean, it's big. I break them in half.
Have you done the thing with the mayonnaise and the butter?
I have not. I'm chicken. I'm just have not done it. Something about doing it. And I told you I got one of those grill mats. And
yeah.
I put the corn on top of that. The problem is when the kind of the husk catches on fire, it burns the grill mat. I'm going, this is crazy. So the flame doesn't burn it, but the corn catching on fire burns it. Man, I tell you. Okay, so let's see. That's our shopping list for today. Good show. What's that?
Yeah, wonderful show.
I want to get to Birmingham.
Let's just run a replay and go to Birmingham.
Go to Birmingham and have fun. Okay, we got a lot going on. Deputy Attorney General Rosenstein made an announcement today that 12, count them, 12 folks from the Russian Intelligence Division got indicted for hacking into the DNC server. Now, you know, that was one of the things that Mueller was going to look at that we never heard anything from. And I'm kind of surprised, because part of what he said in this press conference is that they relied on information from the firm that looked at it, that kind of backed off the story that it was Russians that had done that. I was a little surprised at that. We're going to get more details on it. He did about a 20-minute press availability. Trump is in London, had tea with the Queen.
Yeah, I saw him walk up and shake her hand.
At Windsor Castle, yes. Yes. And it was really good. It was a good little meeting. They watched the troops go by and all that kind of stuff.
I love one quote from something I was reading on the Queen visit. The Queen will form her own opinion, of course, but she will keep it to herself, as is her tradition.
The Queen. Yeah, I mean, Windsor Castle is pretty. I got to actually, the Queen invited me, and I spent the night there.
Oh, wow.
It was pretty cool. And literally, you know, the Queen has a lady-in-waiting that is there, and I was meeting with a lady-in-waiting and the Queen's representative from the military side, looking at Reagan's visit and where we're going to land the helicopters and go in, and we're standing there. And so the lady-in-waiting goes, "It's the Queen! The Queen!" And I went, "Oh, God, what?" And here she comes out, she's got this scarf over her head, drives her own Land Rover, pulls up in her own Land Rover, gets out, because, you know, in Windsor Castle, all that is theirs. And she comes up and shakes, you know, I meet her, and she said, "Do you find everything to your satisfaction, Mr. Musk?" Oh, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Your staff is absolutely wonderful. I said, would you like to spend the night here at Windsor?
Yeah.
Heck yeah! Are you kidding? Beats the heck out of me. A night at the Holiday Inn Deluxe or whatever it is. So I called back into the Grosvenor House where my office was and told them to pack a bag and send it out here. Well, they packed a bag. I didn't know that what happens when you pack a bag and they send it out to Windsor, they take all your little stuff and they put it out for you. Oh, man. I'm sorry you saw that. I am so sorry that the president's representative did that to you. But it was fun. Okay, so we have all that in the news, and everything's going great with that. We got, I'm going to pick up some stories that we did yesterday, and one that is just an incredible story is a 14-year-old that was a survivor from the cave in Thailand. This kid is a superstar. Let's listen in.
The 12 boys rescued from a cave in Thailand are reported to be feeling better this morning. The boys and their soccer coach have been hospitalized since their 18-day ordeal ended earlier this week. Anna Werner is outside that hospital in Chiang Rai, Thailand, with new information about their rescue.
The British divers who found those boys, they had a helper inside the cave, a student who was able to take a leadership role by translating for them. Well, today, staff at his school told me that is not a surprise to them. They say this is a young boy who's already faced significant challenges in his life and overcome them.
Teacher Kru Nice says 14-year-old Adun Saman has always been a leader, despite the fact he doesn't have his parents with him or even an official home. Since Adun's parents slipped him out of Myanmar 8 years ago to escape the ethnic conflicts there, he's become one of many students at this school considered stateless, not a citizen of Thailand or any other country. Yet here, Adun is a top student and a standout athlete.
How did you feel when you found out that he was trapped in the cave?
I was so worried, Kru told us. But Adun's proficiency in languages, he speaks four, proved key inside the cave as he acted as translator for the British divers during the complicated rescue.
Okay, so this kid speaks four languages and is the translator of the British divers to the other kids and to the coach. Hmm. Who used to be a monk, by the way, Buddhist monk. And can you imagine, because what the way they described it is the divers come up out of the water and they turn the lights on in the cave and there are the kids. And they've been going into these different chambers all during this time trying to find these kids. So the British divers don't speak Thailandese. But the kid speaks English, and he's interpreting for him.
Wow.
Imagine that portion of the movie. I mean, this thing is going to be such a great movie. It's unbelievable. News Talk 93.1, coming back with the second part of that story right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
July, vacations and hot weather. Alabama and Brubaker. We have loads of cars, trucks, SUVs, and minivans here at Brubaker Motors. Chrysler, Dodge, Ram Truck, Jeep, Fiat, Kia, and Infiniti. All in one place and in Prattville. This month it is huge. The all-new, I mean really new, Infiniti QX50 compact SUV or the redesigned Infiniti QX80 full-size SUV will carry everything to the lake or the beach or the park. comfortably. Kia, save huge on the 2018 Soul crossover before the 2000 model arrives this month. Or the third row seat midsize Sorento SUV made just down the road. Ask about the friends and family plan to see if you qualify for additional savings. Have you seen? Have you driven? The all-new redesigned Jeep Wrangler, smoother, still rugged, the off-road SUV you want. Or the Grand Cherokee or Cherokee, its slightly smaller sibling. And don't forget Fiat, the even smaller sibling. All at Brubaker Motors this week.
Attorney General Steve Marshall is fighting alongside President Trump. A Christian conservative, Steve Marshall will uphold our values. Steve Marshall is pro-life and protected a pregnancy center's right to free speech. A defender of gun rights, Steve Marshall is endorsed by the NRA. And Steve Marshall fought to stop sanctuary cities and end illegal immigration. Here's Steve Marshall and President Trump, our conservative fighters.
I'm a Christian conservative driven by my faith. May God bless our glorious nation. I'm pro-life and will protect the unborn.
Every child is a precious gift from God.
I will always defend our gun rights.
I will protect our Second Amendment.
I will crack down on sanctuary cities.
We will end the sanctuary cities.
Republican Steve Marshall, pro-Trump, fighting for Alabama.
Paid for by Steve Marshall for Alabama, Inc. P.O. Box 3537, Montgomery, Alabama, 36109.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hi, I'm Angela from Capital City Ace. If you haven't already noticed, summer is here, and I would like to invite you all to come out to our store for your lawn, garden, and other outdoor needs. Regardless if it's a big project or a quick fixer-upper, your local Ace Hardware folks are here to help you. We've got a variety of plants, pesticides, bird seed, and other outdoor tools. So on your next outing, make sure you stop by Capital City Ace, Montgomery's helpful place.
I'm Judge Michelle Thomason, and I'm running for the Alabama Court of Civil Appeals. Did you know that 75 to 80% of civil appeals are family court cases permanently affecting the lives of children and families of Alabama? And I've ruled on over 13,000 of these cases. My opponent, she has never ruled on even one. July 17th, vote for the judge with a heart for families and children. Vote Michelle Manley Thomason, second on the ballot, but first in experience.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Judge Michelle Manley Thomason, P.O. Box 221, Fairhope, Alabama, 36533.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
That's where we are. So let's continue back with this story here of the 14-year-old who speaks four languages, doesn't have any parents, the ethnic cleansing part of Thailand that he escaped from to get to where he was, and has been taken in. He's supposed to be a brilliant kid. Everybody said, this didn't surprise us at all. Let's listen in.
New images show responders carrying the boys through the caves. They were given anti-anxiety medication to keep them calm. In some portions of the journey, the boys were put into harnesses lying down. Rescuers used a rope system and high lines to pull them through the caverns.
How many of you? 13.
Yeah, 13.
Brilliant.
Before they were found, a family member tells CBS News the boys worked together to survive for 9 days in the cave. When the boys entered the cave, they each had a flashlight. They had one watch and one mobile phone with light until the batteries died. They were able to check the watch for the time for the first 3 days. They slept close together for warmth and took turns digging in the cave to try to redirect the water that had trapped them. Now the boys are in the hospital, where a new video shows them sitting up in their beds, their relieved parents watching them through a window. It's the result Adun's teacher has been waiting for. He's a miracle boy, she told us. I'm so happy that he is safe.
So Thai Airways has now announced that it will be providing round-trip tickets plus a week-long all-expenses-paid trip back to Thailand for all of the international volunteers who helped out on this rescue. Meanwhile, Thai officials say that they want to establish an interactive museum at the cave site featuring items like clothing worn by the rescuers. But for now, Nora, the cave is closed.
Really remarkable story. I mean, giving them anti-anxiety medicine to try to, you know, to handle them going through. We kind of know a little bit more about how the divers broke this off into sections, and two divers would have the first section, two more divers have the next section, and as they would go through each pass, two more people would pick them up. So the diver would come up with the child and hand them off to the two people that then would carry them to the next dive location or to the next place that was in the cave. Absolutely remarkable how they did this. Somebody just texted me and said that their boss mentored the doctor who's in charge of the kids over in Thailand.
Wow.
Yeah,
and it truly has been
getting email updates on this.
It truly has been an international effort, from the first British divers who kind of just stumbled upon these kids to everybody that came together and created that team.
Yeah, and the command and control, the Navy SEALs that were there, the Australian divers, the Thailand divers. I mean, really an absolute remarkable journey. So I cannot wait to see the movie. That's one of the rare ones that I'm actually going to go to a movie theater and see this when this comes out. And I hope somebody really good, Ron Howard or someone like that, or Mel Gibson or somebody, does this as my kind of producer who really can embrace the drama. News Talk 93.1, Dan Moore Show. We're going to be back after this break.
The Dan Moore Show.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
I was having wings with my buddies the other night and left my debit card on the table. But I didn't stress. I have Card Valet from ASE Credit Union. Card Valet lets me turn my debit card on and off from an app on my phone anytime, anywhere, so my money is always safe. If my debit card falls into the wrong hands, I'll get a real-time alert so I can act fast and protect myself. Just another way ASE Credit Union helps me control my money. It's your money. ASE is your credit union. Federally insured by NCUA.
Will Dismuke's candidate for House District 88 has become mighty popular in Montgomery. The last 3 weeks, big money special interest groups are showering him with campaign cash. Dismuke's has received more than $44,000 in special interest PAC contributions in just 22 days. Let me repeat that. $44,000 in special interest PAC contributions in just 22 days. Autauga and Elmore County voters are very concerned. Who will Dismuke's represent? The hardworking, tax-paying citizens of District 88 or Montgomery's big money?
money special interest. These special interest groups' top priority is an immediate 6 cents per gallon gas tax increase, with an additional 18 cents per gallon gas tax increase over the next 4 years. It's time for Will Dismukes to answer the question. What did he promise the Montgomery Swamp Dwellers in return for all that campaign cash? On July 17th, the voters will have a clear choice to vote against another political game player, beholden to Montgomery special interest groups who are committed to raising our taxes.
Paid for by Al Booth for Alabama House, 512 Wetumpka Street, Prattville, Alabama.
Hello, this is Greg Schaefer with AKD Screen Printing, Embroidery, and Advertising Specialties. Proudly serving the River Region since 1986, AKD is your one-stop shop when it comes to t-shirts, polo shirts, team uniforms, and all of your promotional product needs. Did you know that AKD has more experience than Custom Ink and Vistaprint? Did you know that Custom Ink and these other national chains actually subcontract their printing and other services to local companies like AKD? They are simply a large brokerage business with a big advertising budget. Well, here at AKD, we're able to offer the same quality artwork and designs with a rush service option, no shipping delays, and we will always deliver your product on time for your next event or function. So why not keep it local and shop with convenience? I say shop smart and stress-free. Call AKD. You can reach us at our Montgomery location at 277-8433, our Prattville office at 361-2133, or online at goakd.com. That's goakd.com.
Rick Peters here. Let me tell you about one of my favorite restaurants in Montgomery, Sinclair's. For decades, Sinclair's has been the perfect destination for an us moment, a quick lunch with friends, or a fabulous dinner out. From mouth-watering steaks from Pepper Tree, fresh Gulf seafood from Destin Connection, pasta dishes, crisp salads, along with great burgers, wings, and sandwiches, Sinclair's is unequaled in the River Region. Open for lunch at 11 every day with daily lunch and dinner specials, and don't forget Sunday brunch, the normal menu along with shrimp and grits, eggs benedict, country breakfast from 10 to 2 on Sunday. Sinclair's is the perfect place to dine. Gather with friends at the bar and enjoy life with live music every Friday and Saturday night. Planning for a large group, Sinclair's can handle your group up to 60 downstairs, to full catering for hundreds off premises with their special catering menu. Sinclair's on Vaughn at Taylor. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition for over 20 years. Sinclair's.
AutoSave Tire and Automotive is your local trusted source for tires and auto repair in the River Region. We do it all, from oil changes to engine transmission repair, even those pesky check engine lights. We also handle over 80 brands of tires, all at the best prices. We have stores located in Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka for your convenience. We can also handle your fleet business, accepting Donlin, ARI, Element, WEX, and more. We also accept your Bridgestone, Firestone, and Car Care One credit cards. Check out our website, AutoSaveTires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive, come to where your auto saves you.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Lillian Wu. The Deputy Attorney General just out with an announcement concerning the DNC and Hillary Clinton's campaign being hacked.
The indictment charges 12 Russian military officers by name for conspiring to interfere with the 2016 presidential election.
Rod Rosenstein also saying there's no evidence this affected election results and that no Americans are being charged in this indictment. At Windsor Castle, the President and First Lady welcomed by Queen Elizabeth. And British detectives investigating the poisoning of two people by the nerve agent Novichok in southern England say scientists have found the source of the deadly substance. It was in a small bottle in the victims' homes, and they're trying to figure out how it got to be there. This is a Fox News alert.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Capital City Ace Hardware. When it comes to hardware for your home, Ace is the place. 3215 Taylor Road, next to Applebee's.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks. Rich Thomas Weather.
The heat advisory has been extended and now includes all of central Alabama. Partly sunny, very hot today with a high in the middle 90s and a heat index near the 105 danger range. Scattered pop-up storms will cool down some lucky communities, but not every town will get a shower. Low tonight in the mid-70s as the storms fade out. Tomorrow, showers and storms become more likely, especially in the afternoon and evening hours, with a high temperature in the low to mid-90s. And then by Sunday and Monday, rain chances increase quite a bit. 60% coverage range both days, highs in the low 90s. Our weather app will show you where the storms are and where they're going to be with advanced interactive radar, plus push notifications for severe weather alerts. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
A Monday warrior, mean, mean strike. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean, mean pride.
Two seven two nine two two eight. That's where we are. There's another report that came out. Alabama is rated number 3 in speeding fatalities. The problem is they kind of a little misrepresented this because I went and actually looked at the report and read the information on it. Well, let's listen in.
Alabama's roads are among the deadliest in the country.
A national consumer research group says our state ranking 3rd in the country in speeding fatalities.
Veteran state troopers say that's no surprise. WSFA 12 News reporter Brian Henry joins us live near Interstate 85 with more on this story. And Brian, what is this ranking based on?
Hey, Val and John, this information is based on data from the federal government and the state population here in Alabama. Right now, we want to bring in the drone to give you a perspective on what it looks like from 150 feet above Interstate 85 here in Montgomery. You can see the traffic is running smoothly, and it is. What the drone doesn't show is someone down there breaking the speed limit in a very dangerous way. State Trooper Steve Jarrett has heard all the excuses of why people speed, going to the bathroom, late for work, late for church.
What bothers me is that people just don't understand why we're out here doing what we do.
In the end, though, it doesn't remove the danger of whizzing by at lightning speed. Value Penguin is a consumer data research firm, and it concluded Alabama ranks 3rd in the entire country in speeding fatality.
Okay, so it sounds like we're going faster than everybody. When in essence what's happening is if you're going over the speed limit, you're speeding, and then you're looking at the number of deaths. The thing that happens in Alabama is people don't wear their seatbelts. That's the factor that raises our fatality rate. It's not like everybody else is driving the speed limit and we're speed demons. It's based on the number of deaths that are not caused by speeding, but you are speeding when you die in your car.
And you don't have a seatbelt on.
And you don't have a seatbelt on.
Yeah.
Particularly being ejected from your car.
Right.
So, this was a little, and I was kind of surprised that the state trooper that was being interviewed kind of took this approach to it, but let's listen in.
And that's the million-dollar question, right? Because if someone knew why a certain state is having, you know, X number of speeding-related fatalities,
this is the state trooper.
We wouldn't have this issue, but, you know, there's been various conclusions drawn from other parties that state that it's due to certain stricter legislations when you get behind the wheel, so maybe higher fines or having a certain culture.
I know that
Steve Jarrett himself is unfamiliar with the study, but doesn't doubt his findings. After all, Jarrett has seen firsthand how speed can change and destroy so many lives in a matter of seconds.
Seen so many people lose their lives in my 22 years. It's more than I care to see. I've given countless death notifications.
The takeaway is fairly straightforward. Slow down. Your destination is always just around the bend. The speed limit varies on Interstate 85, and there is, of course, no way of knowing who is obeying the posted speed limit, unless, of course, you're that state trooper armed with a radar gun.
I like Brian Henry the way he always buttons it up like that.
It seems to me like I'm trying to think, what do they mean by speeding? It's like if I'm going 80 on 85.
Yeah, it didn't say it, what constitutes speeding.
Well, an 80 on 85 is technically over the speed limit.
Yeah, but
if I'm passing a big truck, that's probably what I need to do.
Well, it's what happens is, in Alabama, most people will drive about 10% over the speed limit. And you normally will not get a ticket or get the Waze app. But, and again, you know, if you're in the interstate, count the number of cars who are going the speed limit versus the number of cars who are going faster than the speed limit.
Right.
And it normally is you have a handful of people that are going close to the speed limit, and they're normally a little bit over it. But, you know, if he would have said, buckle up for safety, but the story was the fastest, the states that are speeding, and then the fatality, and they're equating the fatality to the speeding, versus equating the fatality to not wearing the seatbelts. And I'm a big person on seatbelts. I didn't like it when I first did it. Come up on a couple of wrecks of people who weren't wearing the seatbelts and they're dead. You'll get convinced right off the bat.
But I'm interested in places like around the world that maybe have something like the interstate that doesn't have a speed limit.
The Autobahn.
Yeah, like the Autobahn. I think some places in Italy allow it too. Those nice Maserati engines. What are their fatalities like per capita? I mean, I don't know if it's necessarily speed or if it's design of roads or in particular sections of the interstate.
Also the type of car that you're in?
Yeah, people are going too fast on certain... Like, there is some parts of, like, going 85 south into downtown, that little loop after you cross Union.
Oh, God.
It's bad, and I'm glad they knocked that speed limit down to 55 because too many 18-wheelers flipped over.
Oh, yeah, flipped over, yeah. There's weight shift on it.
So there are sections that maybe could have been designed a little better, could use some improvement. I think it... Also, to your point about the type of car, some people are driving around these clunkers that, if they get hit, good luck.
Yeah, really.
Well, and I have to admit, in my current car, if I get hit on the interstate, I will be lucky to be alive.
Yeah, that was the joke when we were in Germany, and I was on the Autobahn, and we were doing about 100 and something, and this Porsche came up behind us, flashed his lights, and passed us. We were doing 100. I was going like, damn, we were in a Mercedes stretch. But the joke was that they told us is when you have a wreck on the Autobahn, they just scrape up the parts and put them in a bag and send it to your relatives type thing. Because if you flip on the Autobahn going the speeds they do, it's pretty bad.
Yeah, you're done.
Let's go to Cooper. Cooper, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan.
Oh, hey.
I don't have anything to base this on, but I have a feeling the accident and fatality rate in Italy is, and probably Europe in general, is much lower than it is in the United States. I've driven around Italy a little bit, and I'll tell you, they go fast.
Oh, man. Yeah, let me tell you what. When you're in Rome, you better watch out because the guy on the motorcycle will hit your car with his foot. He did that. Well, I mean, that happened all the time.
Well, but when you get out on what I call their interstates, I don't know what they call them, but between Rome and Naples and Naples and Florence, where they have like a, you know, it's like a four-lane highway,
right.
Controlled access and all. I mean, you get past, you'll be cruising, you know, I didn't even know how fast I was going because everything's in kilometers, so I wasn't sure I was trying to, you know, kind of make a guess that I was maybe doing around 60, 65, and they would pass me. They were easily going 100.
Yeah, you know what else is funny is that you'll get these little teeny Fiats, and those little suckers, they'll be going 100 miles an hour in those things.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy.
But why I think that their fatality rate, their accident rate probably lowers. There's not nearly as many people on the highway, and there's very few big trucks. That was my experience anyway. You know, it's not like driving from Montgomery to Birmingham where you're getting passed by an 18-wheeler every 38 seconds.
Right. And I would think that also weather would have a lot to do with Alabama versus, say, Illinois, or, you know, except for snow up there. But
oh, I'm sure, yeah.
I mean, it's hard to be on the interstate on I-85 going north in a bad rainstorm, and you do not see some type of accident if you're going to go any appreciable distance.
Hey, have you covered Rosenstein's conference today?
Have not, because we couldn't come up with any audio. We opened up the show talking about it. What are your thoughts?
Well, basically, they indicted 10 or 12 spies.
Right.
Now, have you ever heard of a spy being indicted?
No. Well,
it's so silly. I mean, that's what, hey, spies are doing the things spies do.
Yeah,
I'm
going to guess that the timing of this was in conjunction with Trump's meeting with Putin. Because
he did say that he briefed president before he left, or he was briefed a few days ago on this. So it's not a surprise to Trump.
Yeah, and I'm assuming that they gave him some type of document that he can forward on to Putin and put in Putin's hand.
But it's like Trump said, he's going to bring this up to Putin. Putin's going to say, oh, we didn't do that. So where do you go from there?
Well, you know what, that's just because they say it doesn't mean it's so. And the main thing is that Trump is going to acknowledge to Putin that they know about it.
Right, and when you're doing it face-to-face.
And that's true, but I mean, these are Russian spies. They've been doing this since probably no telling when, the 1930s. They're going to keep on doing it. And I'm sure we have people doing...
Oh, yeah. No, you absolutely, you can bank on that. And the
I hope we do.
The other part is the cyber warfare and the cyber part of this thing that, you know, what you were doing in the 1930s to the 1990s, yeah. That's a different ball game than where we are now. The cyber stuff can be very serious. I mean, if you could go in and shut down an airport, for example, you being a pilot, I'm mentioning that, imagine how dangerous that could be.
Hey, enjoying the show.
Thanks, Cooper. Appreciate you. News on 93.1. Dan Moore Show will be back right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
With Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is Mike Huckabee. In the race for Lieutenant Governor, there's something you need to know. Will Ainsworth is trying to make you believe he has a relationship with Donald Trump that simply doesn't exist.
On February 27, 2016 in Huntsville, Will Ainsworth campaigned against Donald Trump. He said, Donald Trump is a con artist, not a conservative. His ridiculous act has gone far enough, and we have to put a stop to it now.
While Ainsworth was campaigning against Donald Trump, Twinkle Kavanaugh was going door-to-door for the president in multiple states. Twinkle fought for Donald Trump, not against him.
A con artist? That's what Will Ainsworth called our president in February 2016. Now he's trying to hide his record.
There's a clear choice for Lieutenant Governor. Will Ainsworth is intentionally trying to deceive you. He's the real con artist. Twinkle Kavanaugh is a champion for Donald Trump, and she'll fight for you too.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama, Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama 36124.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway in front of Toys R Us.
Hard work, humility, integrity. All values I learned from growing up on a small family farm in West Alabama. I'm Judge Christy Edwards, and I want to put those values and my experience to work for you on the Court of Civil Appeals. I've practiced in the areas of family law, commercial and civil litigation, been an attorney for this court, and a tax court judge for almost a decade. I'm Christy Edwards. I believe judges should uphold the laws as they are written and appreciate the importance of ruling clearly and consistently so that the people and the businesses understand their rights and obligations. It's what I strive to do every day in cases involving some of the most complex laws on the books. I'm Christy Edwards. I'm a wife, a mother, a judge, and a conservative, and I'm asking for your vote in the Republican runoff on July 17th. The only thing I'm promising you is to be fair and to work hard for the people of this state.
Paid for by committee to elect Christy Edwards to Alabama Court of Civil Appeals, P.O. Box 4211, Montgomery, Alabama 36103.
Hi, I'm Cam Marston, and I'm excited to introduce my new radio show called What's Working with Cam Marston. We'll dig into the trends that are shaping today's workplace and workforce. Saturdays, 12 noon, on News Talk 93.1 FM.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, now touch me, baby.
272-9228, that's where we are.
You see that I am not afraid. What was that promise that you made?
Let's pick up another story, that local story here, local interest. Troy King, you remember he filed suit yesterday, went before James Anderson, our friend, my Democrat friend here. Used to have him in the studio all the time. Now he's a judge, so he's got to keep his mouth shut. When I see him at Costco and places, I kid him about that. So let's listen to Troy King and see what happened on his restraining order.
King's request for a temporary restraining order against his opponent was denied today in court.
King filing suit against incumbent Attorney General Steve Marshall over campaign donations he received from the Republican Attorneys General Association.
King argued the donations to Marshall's campaign were illegal due to Alabama's ban on transfers between political action committees, or PACs. Jennifer Horton was in the courtroom. She has this developing story.
Troy King's lawsuit against incumbent Steve Marshall involving what he called illegal campaign contributions dismissed by a Montgomery Circuit judge. King's attempt to freeze those specific funds from the Republican Attorneys General Association's federal PAC, RAGA, was denied. King's attorneys argued the federal PAC accepts money from other PACs, which violated Alabama's ban on political action committee transfers. King says Marshall is bought and paid for by RAGA.
It simply cannot be true that if the legislature creates a ban and they do not say that there is no exception, that there is an exception. That may be how Democrats do it, but that's not how Republicans do it.
Marshall's attorneys argued state law doesn't prohibit a federal PAC with undisclosed donors from contributing to a state candidate, calling this an 11th-hour political ploy.
We wouldn't take money if we didn't believe it was lawful. You know, the fact that the Republican attorneys general, who previously Troy was a member of that organization, and in fact they choose to support me unanimously and to contribute to our campaign, again, speaks to the qualifications and the record that we have.
RAGA's PAC is regulated by the Federal Election Commission. The judge didn't feel he had jurisdiction over PAC transfers in other states. Troy King said today he will not appeal this decision to a higher court, only to the court of public opinion.
Okay. This kind of makes me wonder in the Troy King thinking here, and we've had, this is the third of a series of complaints against Steve Marshall, and, you know, he's got more money than I do kind of deal. But if you would have just thought through this, and that is, if the Republican National Committee gets money from other PACs, which they do, and they go into different tranches and within the RNC, and then they give that candidate money, that's not illegal. And, you know, it's talking about the PAC to PAC, that's an actual representative PAC, versus an operation that is representing a group. So I just don't think he really thought through this very well to get to this point. The Dems are kind of going a little nuts here on the 12 indictments for the Russian intel bots that were there. And Warner from Virginia, Senator Warner on the Intel Committee, was basically just going crazy saying Trump should not meet with Putin by himself. He needs other Americans in the room. That Vladimir Putin is going to tie him up like a little pretzel and make him do bad things. The Democrats, when it gets down to Russia and stuff, they just cannot. One of the things Strzok said yesterday is he talked about the interference of Russia in our elections. Well, if you were the counterintelligence person and you knew about that, why didn't you do something about it? what did you know? Because it's, if he was the one that was doing it and he was investigating it, and he said my job was there to see about the tampering of Russia into our elections as if they were going to overturn our elections. Well, where, what flag, what red flag did you put out there that got that information? Who did you brief? Because he made a big thing, and we're going to get into, oh, man, I tell you, Morning Joe, they went nuts this morning. They went absolutely nuts. So it's, I don't know, it's kind of perplexing to me to listen to this. Let me do this. Another kind of one from yesterday, under the category of doing stupid things. I'm a Papa John's pizza kind of guy, have an account online with them. But listen to this story.
The founder and chairman of Papa John's Pizza is stepping down following allegations he used a racial slur. Forbes reported yesterday that John Schnatter used the N-word during a conference call in May. After the Forbes report, he acknowledged using inappropriate and hurtful language, and he resigned as chairman. Vladimir Dutier of our streaming network CBSN is here with the latest controversy involving Schnatter. Vlad, good morning.
Good morning. After those comments, the marketing firm John Schnatter was known as the face of the company for years, but recent backlash to his behavior appeared to force the highly visible pizza maker to take a step back. It was reportedly his attempts to fix his public image that caused this latest uproar.
Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's.
Papa John Schnatter first waded into controversy in November of last year.
Pizza maker. Playmaker.
When he blamed his company's declining pizza sales on its long-running sponsorship with the NFL.
All the robots we lost.
Including the league's handling of the national anthem protests.
Okay. So his sales are going down because of their tie to NFL. There's a nice piece about this that was in the Wall Street Journal. And it's kind of like, it's almost like Pavlov's dog. You see the pizza commercial, and then you pick up the phone to order the pizza type thing. Less people watching, less pizzas that are being ordered because the viewership was really going down. But this guy was dumb. This was dumb. Any reasonable Southerner would know you don't do anything like this. This isn't the second part of the story.
On an earnings call, Schnatter said the protests should have been nipped in the bud a year and a half ago. Comments led to Schnatter stepping down as CEO, and the company reportedly connected him with a marketing firm to prevent future controversies. During a conference call with the firm in May, Schnatter reportedly tried to downplay his NFL statement, saying Colonel Sanders called blacks N-words and complained that Sanders never faced backlash. The article says Schnatter also described his early life in Indiana, where he said people used to drag African Americans from trucks until they died. He was reportedly trying to convey his antipathy to racism, but allegedly offended multiple people on that call. After those comments, the marketing firm involved with the media training terminated its contract with Papa John's. In a statement to the Associated Press, Schnatter admitted making those comments, adding, "Regardless of the context, I apologize." He also resigned from his position on the Board of Trustees at the University of Louisville, John.
You can always spot a racist when they try to answer a racist charge with a racist statement. That about Indiana, that was incredible. News Time 93.1. And to the top of the hour, we're going to be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Come on, come on, come on, come on. Now touch me, baby.